But I'd like to read a poem. It'll be the first time to read it in front of people, so this is scary. President Jalal Talabani said, "This will leave a scar in our souls." Do you remember when he said that? Do you remember when 1,000 people died one day and nobody, not a shot was fired? It happened. I'm not making this shit up. Do you remember? This poem is called The Al-Alaima Bridge. This poem is called The Al-Alaima Bridge. They fall from the bridge into the Tigris. They fall from railings or tumble down, shoved by panic, by those in the crushing weight behind them, mothers with children, 70-year-old men clawing at the blue and empty sky, which is too beautiful. Some focus on the bridge work as they fall, grasp the invisible rope which slips through their fingers. Some palm heel the air beneath them, pressing down as their children swim in the oxygen beside them, lives blurring with no time to make sense. Some so close to shore they smash against the rocks. The pregnant woman who twists in a corkscrew of air, flipping upside down, the world upended, her black dress like a funeral banner rippling in the wind, her child never given a name. They fall beside Shatha and Kantara and Sabine, Hakim and Askari and Gabir, unraveling years and memory, struggling to keep heads above water, the hard shock sweeping them downstream as Askari fights to gain the shoreline where emerald flags furl in sunlight, and onlookers wave frantic arms at Gabir, who holds the body of a dead child he doesn't know. And it is only 11:30 a.m., and this is how we die, he thinks, on a day as beautiful as this. And Shatha, who feels the river's cold hands pulling her under, remembers once loving the orange flowers opening on the hillsides of Mosul, how she lay under slow clouds drifting in history's bright catalog. They fall with 500-pound bombs and mortars, laser-guided munitions directing the German Luftwaffe from 1941, Iraqi jets and airmen from the Six-Day War, the Battle of Karbala, the 1 million who died fighting Iran, and Alexander the Great falls, and King Faisal, and the Israeli F-16s that bombed the reactor in 81, and the Stella the Vultures comes crumbling, the Tower of Samarra, the walled ruins of Nineveh, the Babylonians and Sumerians and Assyrians join them, falling from the bridge with Ibn Khaldun's torn pages, the Muqaddimah, that classic Islamic history of the world. And Scheherazade falls too, exhausted, worn out from her life-saving work, made speechless by the scale of war, and Ali Baba with an AK-47 beside her. Whiskey and vodka, pirated Eastern European porn videos, the children hawked to soldiers, the freaky, they call it. Then foil-wrapped packages of heroin, thrown to the river. The year 1956 slides under, along with 49 and 31 and 17, the month of October, the months of June, July, and August, the many months to follow, each day's exquisite light, the many months to follow, the snowfall in Mosul, the photographs a family took of children rolling snowballs, throwing them before licking the pink cold from their fingertips. Years unravel like filaments of straw, bleached gold and given to the water, 1967 and 1972, 2001 and 2002, what will we remember? What will we say of these? It wakens the dead from the year 1258, who cannot believe what is happening here. Not a shot fired. The internalized panic, deeply set by years of warfare, the siege and adrenaline, always at the surface, prepared. The dead from the year 1258 read the ancient scrolls cast into the river from the House of Wisdom, the eulogies of nations given water's swift erasure. And the dead watch as they are swept downstream, witness to the soft, tender lips of the river fish who kiss the calves and fingertips of these newly dead, curious to see how lifeless bodies stare hard into that dark envelopment, hands waving to the far shore. The jinn awaken from their slumber to watch the dead pass by, one fixed with an odd smile, the drawn-out vowel of a word left unfinished. And they want to hold these dead close and tight, the lung's last reserve given as a whisper of bubbles for the ear held up to it. The jinn swim to reach the bony ankles of Sabine, the muscled Askari, clasping to stop them from this tragic undertaking. And some are nearly saved by others diving in to rescue the terrified and stunned, but drown under a woman's soaked abaya. And the Tigris is filling with the dead, filling with bricks from Abu Ghraib, burning vehicles pushed from Highway 1 with rebar, stone, metal, with rubble from the mosque bombed in Samarra, guard towers and razor wire imprisoning to Crete. It fills with the pipelines of money, marketplace bombs, roadside bombs, vehicle-driven bombs, and the bombs people make of themselves. Gilgamesh can do nothing. knows that each life is the world dying anew, each body the deep pull of currents below, lost, and lost within each, the subtle, the sublime, the horrific, the mundane, the tragic, the humorous, and the erotic, lost. Unstudied in textbooks, courses on mathematics, the equations quantifying fear, or the stoppage of time this eternal moment creates, unwritten history, forgotten in American hallways, but still, give them flowers from the hills, flowers from the Shanidar Cave, where mourning has a long history, where someone in the last ice age gathered a bouquet. Give daisies and hyacinths to this impossible moment, flowers to stand for the lips unable to kiss them, each in their own bright beauty. Flowers that may light the darkness as they march deeper into the earth. That's